Blog Talk Radio.
I can't hear you talking, Debbie. Hello. Hello. So I don't hear her. She says she could hear us.
That's a problem.
Yeah, but I don't hear her. Yeah, but I can't hear you. Maybe you need to call me. Hello. Hello. Nothing. Yeah, but we don't hear you coming back. Hello? 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 I'm not getting anything on my end. She probably can hear us again, but we're not getting any audio here.
Hello? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's got to be something on your end. We're not hearing you.
Okay, here we go. See? It's, like, totally on their end. All right. I'm on. So, and it said that you, the 516 number... 387-1633. I'm sorry, guys. I know this is really crazy. I feel bad.
You're sorry.
No, oh, gosh. But you know, the audience can hear you through me, too. But when Tebow gets his... Yeah, when Tebow gets his phone on, what I'll do is I'll put the voice chat on this down. And everybody knows right now, currently, that this is what happens when you're doing live shows. There you are. Yeah. I see you. All right.
Okay, yeah.
Actually,
would
you hear me on his end now?
He does hear me. All right, we'll hang up with your phone, and then we'll just go right straight forward with the show. Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Good.
Serious echo.
All right, we're good. All right. Thank goodness, guys. Isn't that strange? I had to reboot, apparently. I guess that's what they call it when you have to start over. But you know what? We're not really starting over. I want to thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
You guys are welcome. This is what we would consider part two. And we're probably going to do 3 and 4 because there's no way we'll be able to get in as much information as we'd like to this time. But even though we did cover some ground on the first show, can we reach out with you so that people can understand who you guys are and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Debbie, let's make it happen, Gavin.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And, you know, you guys are both probably the most awesome people I've ever met, or I haven't met, but have met through, you know, social media. I appreciate everything
right.
you guys do for me. I want to thank China McLeod for helping with some wonderful banner work. Tebow, thank you so much for singing and voiceover. You guys are incredible, super talented. And I just want to say that loudly. My appreciation is definitely on the table for you guys.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. Yeah. It's fun to do. It's, spreading the joy.
It's amazing. You guys are so great at your craft on top of it. Can you hear me with my mic?
Yeah. You're coming too loud.
Okay. Oh, good. I switched to my mic because it's just a little better than the computer mic. Just hopefully more clear. But I wanted to talk to you both. Now, you both do different music, but yet it's similar to the same. Tebow, you do R&B and soul and jazz.
And right. Yeah, I just say that I do music. Because I'm working on a country song right now. So, I just do music. I don't like the
label. You're working on a country song. You know what? I think that reminds me of going back to the first show. You did tell me a little bit about that. That you were interested in that kind. So that's
yeah. So I mean, yeah. You know, I just do whatever comes to mind. I don't, necessarily try to target anyone. That could be my problem, but whatever. It's just
There's
me.
Nothing wrong with that. That's awesome. If anything, it opens you up to being in other stuff, that just like China McLeod. You're basically,
right.
I'm not going to label you. I'm just going to say you guys are amazing musicians. And you
love
Yeah,
I like
music.
That. Right there? Yeah, we
guys
like
love
that.
What you're doing, and you're great at it.
Yeah. Every individual comes from a different standpoint, but I was hoping that we could let our listeners hear some of our music because both of our music is available.
That was my fault. Today is my fault. But I was talking to China McLeod, and we're talking about doing a special with just your music and just a little bit of voiceover, where you're introducing maybe how the song became very popular, the music behind it. You can also play in the background if you'd like, because my show is not, I don't have those same issues that my other producer has. So anything
to cut you off, but we would want the people to get the full quality of the song,
That's
other
cool
than just playing in the background conversation. We want them to hear the songwriting experience as well as the sonic experience.
I see what you're saying. Absolutely. I can do that on the MP3 platforms. I can upload them. It'll only take a little while, takes a little while to upload, but once they're on the studio platform, they're ready to go, and all we do is push a button at that point. It's been like really crazy the last few weeks. It's been like really crazy, and I wanna do something special for you guys so that we can play the music more than we talk. So
yeah, I mean,
show based on
right,
music,
right.
And we can invite the audience to come in. And what I will do is I will open a chat room, and we can invite everybody to come in there and talk about the songs while they're listening, whether they like it, don't like it, you know, if they want to hear more, what they'd like to do, because we could do all kinds of wonderful things like that.
Yeah, that would be super cool.
And I'm really sorry that everything had caught up with me. But, you know, it's good because you're here. You're talking to me now. You're doing great. You sound great.
Yeah, we are. We're here. And, your listeners are the people that keep the motors running, you know.
You know, and I do have to say that the people that are paying attention on the social media sites as well are being well received, and it's really weird but awesome at the same time. I'm kind of excited and shocked at the same time. But I want anybody who follows me and likes what I do to follow and enjoy you, because I believe you are a high caliber musician, both of you. And the music that you're putting out is a quality that you're unique. You're very different. And if you don't mind, since we've got a little bit of time here, can we talk a little bit about how you guys got started in music, just so that my listeners over here that didn't listen to the other program can hear you on this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for me, I got started at an early age in Menlo Park, California, singing and just noticing that I was interested in music, you know, listening to my big brother's Beatle records and the Monkey records and, you know, learning all the lyrics at a young age, 7, 8 years old. And by the time I was 8, 9, I was in a elementary school singing group called the Junior Temptations. And it just kind of evolved from there. You know, those same guys that I was singing with, we followed each other throughout junior high and high school. And we started forming different bands. And, you know, it just stuck with me. I knew it was something that I was going to do. You know, actually at 14, we did a gig in an upscale neighborhood called Atherton. Near Menlo Park, California, and they gave us each $100. That's pretty much what they still give us, but anyway, and we sucked, you know, and they gave us each $100. I'm like, damn,
oh my
God, I gotta do this. Yeah, I gotta do this forever. This is great shit. And I mean, I could barely
a lot when you're, you know, you need money.
Yeah, the game hasn't changed much when it comes to financially, especially on a children's circuit level as far as clubs and, you know, small juke joints and stuff. You know, they still only pay $75 to $100 a musician, which is just degrading sometimes, because sometimes
it's
they would play for less, for less than
you
that.
You work on your craft for so long, and then you come up with great music. And if you come up with your own and you're not copying someone else, for one, that's the uniqueness of you guys. You do your own music. You do other people's music probably, but you also have integrated to the point where you're actually doing your own music and you're being recognized for your work. You should be making $1,000 a night easy.
I mean, you know, that would be what one would think. You know, someone like me who has, you know, over 40 years in the game, as far as, you know, I mean, I've just been doing this for a long time. And, you know, I've made some money, but, you know, not as much as I should have made, like, I should be a billionaire.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
For real, I'm a billionaire.
I think you're right.
At heart, yeah, I'm a billionaire at heart. You know, I got So I see every smile from people. Yeah. You know, when you play for people and you get their reaction, that's priceless. So yeah.
You have the soul of a billionaire. That's what you have.
That matters.
And you're very
humble. Oh, thank you so much. Really.
So is Charles right here somewhere?
Yeah, he's right here.
I know he's right there.
I was just saying to Tito, we don't have any dead time. That's not good radio.
Right. No dead time.
Even in the studio, you can't have dead time. It's just a waste of money.
Waste of money.
So every time,
anyway?
I mean, every second has to be filled up with some type of content.
I always wondered about that. Like when you guys get in the studio, what is that like for you? What kind of a day is that like for you?
It's like Christmas Day. It's like, it's like being a child waiting to get into the amusement park. You know, you got all that anxiety and adrenaline flowing, and you're ready to get in there and create this new song. It's almost on the verge of being, you know, like the creator. I get to breathe life into something that I know is going to outlive me. That's why I love doing music, because I get to leave behind a legacy for my kids and my kids' kids. That's why I really got into it after I understood what it was. You know, I make music because it makes me feel good, but then I also start understanding I can leave messages in my music. And mm-hmm. my voice could be heard by my fifth generation.
Right.
You know, whereas in years past, people couldn't do that. It would be words that were left behind, and you didn't understand what your grandfather sound like or hear the energy or the youth or the, the passion in his voice. And so, all of that. And so I get to do that as a time capsule, you know.
I love that you guys think that way, because.
But I mean, you're even doing it the same. You're even doing it too right now, just by doing all the things that you've done in media. You know, this is going to live beyond us. And somebody's interested, they can always go back in the archives and find this stuff. And you know, for the ones who love us and care about us, they'll go look for this stuff and they'll be part of. You know, their past, present, and future.
You're right.
Hopefully all right. That makes sense.
And you know what? I think it does. It gives us time to think that what is our legacy?
I mean, a lot of artists think about that. What am I going to leave behind? I mean, we all think about that at a certain age in life when we get to that point where, playtime's over. Now, what am I doing here? What's my purpose? You know, what am I going to leave behind? What's going to be my legacy? For some people, it's their kids. You know, for other people, it's the money that they did good with. And for me, it's going to be the music that I leave to the world. Now, is the world going to want to hear it? That's something different. I can't control that part, but I can control what I do. And what I'm doing is, I believe it's just making music about what I'm experiencing and what I'm seeing, the stories I'm hearing, and all the things that come along with living my life. And, you know, the other lives I see or I'm interacting with and I'm touching. And the great thing about it, what I'm capturing on, you know, this audio vessel is that it's going to touch somebody else's life in the future that I haven't even met. That's what really
you're
is intriguing to me.
You're the future, and you're not even there yet. Because
Yeah.
It sounds like
exactly.
Your music, you know, and you know what's funny about that? Sometimes it takes a little time for a song to be picked up and fallen in love with. And I know it from the time it hits the paper or the computer, now computer, until it actually gets to the ears of the lovers, the listeners, you know, the people who actually fall madly in love with you, because every band has band-aids. You guys can attest for that, I'm sure, more than not.
Well, you know, not every Renaissance artist, not every Renaissance artist was famous in their time, you know.
Sure.
So me and Peebo, we're probably legends, you know, but maybe after we're passed on, you know what I mean? And then people are really like, wait a minute, these guys actually have something to offer. And man, I wish we could have heard it while they were doing it and wanted more, you know.
You guys are still pretty young,
you know,
considering some of the greatest artists that still to this day are, well, they're living. Who is it, like Aretha Franklin? She's still, well, right up until she passed, I think she was still belting out those notes. And, you know, you kind of get a give and admiration for the people who, your voice changes through life. You either get deeper, well, I usually get a little bit deeper. Even my voice has gotten deeper since I got older. But it's like, but yet still have the passion to put out the music, so that your fans can enjoy you. They love you. They love what you do. They love your sound.
Yeah. You know, good music, original music, is timeless. And you can't, you know, no matter, when you hear it for the first time, it's going to make you feel some type of way. So as long as the recipient is open to listening to what I have to say, or anybody
mm-hmm.
has to say, And the groove, I mean, the music's going to be what it is. If you have a groove, it's going to make you, it's going to make that body move regardless if you want to or not. You know what I mean? Even if you want to hate it, you're going to find yourself, you know what I mean, kind of nodding your head, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And, well, I want to dance to your music. Tebow, I'm learning your song every single time I hear it. Charles, I pretty much got almost all the words down.
Which one?
The St. Rosa La Garza.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm not sure if I'm getting feedback. I'm hearing myself, like, that might be me.
Yeah, you sound great.
Oh, good. But you guys,
yeah.
It's so amazing. That you've been into music for so many years. Like you said, you're probably considered legends, and you really are, but yet your music is so new, and it's just, it's like real, and it's now, and it's like you guys are growing with the times. Do you think Covert had anything to do with helping you to become a little better, or how do you think that this little breakdown, this Covert thing has helped? Has it helped you at all?
I mean, yeah, you asked that question last time. That's a great question. You know, COVID for me has just been a blessing and a curse, kind of like life. You know, the things that we all go through is, you know, it's been a blessing and a curse. It took away, for me, it took away my livelihood. You know, I mean, because I'm a touring musician, I would tour around the world and play festivals, and that's how I take care of myself. So it really, you know, that sucked. But then it also showed me who's in my corner, you know, who really had to, you know, the compassion to know, hey, this cat is his whole life stops. Let me check on him, see what's up with him. So, you know, the people that stepped up and did that, you know, are just forever in my heart, forever. You know, I'm just forever grateful and thankful for that. But, you know, and then on the blessing side, I'm a better guitar player, you know, because, you know, I'm known for playing bass, you know. But COVID, you know, I play a lot more acoustic guitar. I'm playing acoustic guitar on rose-colored glasses, but I'm playing a lot more, and then I do a lot more rehearsing like that. So, yeah, it's just been a good and bad experience, you know.
Acoustic is my favorite guitar to listen to.
Yeah.
I have a guitar, and I have a ukulele, but acoustic is just like a magical sound. I don't even know how to explain it, but I think people that like guitars understand what I'm saying. When it comes to like sitting down and really playing with your friends and singing songs, there's nothing better than a cool jam session with your friends. You guys get to do that.
That's the coolest. Yeah. I've done a lot of that in my lifetime.
I bet you love it. You love it. You know what? Those are memories engraved in gold, pretty much.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I can remember some sessions with friends, and I can remember it just like it was yesterday, even though it was 20-something years ago, you know. We all got together, and we were all singing. Everybody was singing and just having so much fun. And I did notice that, people, when you get into your guitar, you get into your guitar. You are.
It gets into me. Yeah.
Oh, you can see it. I was looking at some of the pictures before I put them on the slideshow today, and I was like, look at that guy go. You know, you got the energy of a 20-year-old when you got the guitar wrapped around you.
Yeah, that's for sure, Debbie.
I love that.
That's for sure. Spirit takes over, and I just love it, man. You know. So hopefully, you know, I'm just praying that this whole pandemic thing, you know, they find the vaccine or whatever it takes. I really don't believe anything they say, but I just want the world to open back up and, you know, it'll be a better place with the music, live music back. The vibration is missing. So with live music comes vibration, comes good vibration, and that's what we're missing.
I 100% agree with you, and I just noticed recently on the radio, new music is coming out. So producers are producing. There's actually some new tunes out there, and it was funny because I usually only listen to the radio in the car. Okay, that's my place for, you know, music radio, and well, once in a while I'll put on like MTV or something. On TV, but I was listening. I'm like, there's some new music this year. I'm thinking you guys got it made because your songs are so catchy and so, I mean, I consider myself having good taste in music, and you guys are awesome.
Now we need is, DJs and VJs such as yourself that will play it. In rotation, so we can, start reaping the benefits of, you know, the fruits of our labor.
Tomorrow. Charles, if you wouldn't mind sending me 2 MP3s, one, you know, to start, I upload them tomorrow. And I have a show with Alex Zweck. He's an actor He's from Hollywood, but he works out of New York. He's in this show called Blue Bloods. He's my guest tomorrow night. I would love to star your music with a top-notch actor. Will that be okay with your voice? That would be awesome. In an MP3 form to be able to put on the computer.
Okay.
So everybody listening tonight, if you tune into the show tomorrow night, you will 100% hear the songs by both you, Charles, or China McLeod, and Tebow. And trust me, it is so worth listening. You can always see their work. They can always see your work on the social media sites. But where else are you actually working to put your music through? what content, you know, locations?
Well, just go to your local social media platform, iTunes,
yeah.
Spotify,
oh, nice.
Type in Simon MC Cloud, and my name will pop up, and then you could decide where you want to go to either Apple Music, iTunes. What else? There's so many of them.
So many, yeah.
That's so cool. I like that. I like that. What if somebody was old school and they wanted to buy a CD? Do you still, are you guys doing that at all? Or is that some other company that would put that out for? Say somebody wants to hear you in their car and they have a CD player. Do they still do that? I don't even know. I'm so out of the loop as far as CDs go.
Do we still make CDs?
Absolutely.
I haven't made
yeah.
a CD in a while.
I have a CD, but the CD site that I use to promote my music is called CD Baby, and they stopped selling CDs. So I don't know. I don't think the state of the CD is not too popular right now, but for me, you can go to my website, TEBOMUZIK.com, and, you know, contact me, and I could send you a CD, and you could Venmo me or whatever. You know, that's kind of what, that's another thing the pandemic took away from me is I ordered all these CDs, rose-colored glasses CDs, and
mm-hmm.
I just knew I was going to be able to sell them at my gig. And then it shut down, and so I just been taking special orders for CDs, because people over 40, they still want CDs.
I think that's a great thing because, you offer more than one location. And if they're not, people they have maybe older cars, but yet they have a CD player. They can totally
yeah.
play the music, Not everybody has that, the high-tech radio network in their car. So
right.
You actually offer an old school, and I like that. Because I probably will buy a CD from you. I can listen to you whenever I want without having
that's
to
right.
travel through anything.
That's right.
That's,
although I have to say, when I put the CD on, then I switch to my Bluetooth. YouTube Music sounds way better. It just
I don't know.
Yeah, the quality of the digital stuff is better than the quality of the CD. So something audio that whatever they're doing in the clouds. It's a better quality.
I want to pitch you to the local station that plays all the good music, the real good music, the dance music, the hip hop, the R&B. They play
Arkansas.
A mix. Just say they play a mix.
Yeah.
I want to pitch you guys to them because I think your music is so totally should be listened to by everybody. You have such an amazing sound. And I like your energy. You guys both have super energy. You just do things differently. That's all.
Yeah. And I think that should be rewarded. loyalty will be rewarded. We've both been loyal to the game, and loyal to our friendship for over 20 years.
And that's
so,
pretty awesome.
That is awesome. That's very awesome.
You get to work at some big names in the day.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've worked with, New Edition and MC Hammer and, just names like that. And in the blues world, John Lee Hooker Jr. and Kenny Neal and just really powerful people in the blues industry and Herbie Hancock in the jazz industry. So, that's why my music really covers a lot of those boundaries. Smash Mouth, Third Eye Blind, you know, those are all friends of mine. So
that's awesome.
You
and,
know,
and
we all reach out to each other.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. And now you made a country music song. I love
yeah,
it.
I did.
You guys are so diverse.
Yeah, it's not the first country song that I've written, but for now, I think it's going to be my best country song.
That's cool. Now, when are you going to release that? Are you going to do something special for that?
Yeah, I'm going to do a single. I'm going to release a couple of singles instead of doing a full CD because I have a couple of singles already in the making. So then that country song is one of them. So yeah, you know, it's just some exciting stuff that's going to be happening for next year. Hopefully we'll have a new president and a new attitude.
We have something. We'll definitely have something. It's hard telling. I wouldn't want that job. Nobody even makes a song about that because nobody wants that job. That's the one job nobody wants.
No, they don't. They don't. You know, I usually don't even get into stuff like that. But, you know, just keeping the good vibes alive, you know, listen to the music.
I love it. I think that's amazing. I think it's incredible that you did something totally different than country music. Was there a challenge when you made that song or it just kind of flowed?
No, I mean, you know, I just pick up my acoustic and it kind of just flowed. I think I was listening to something on television while I was playing and a chord stuck with me and I turned that chord into the song.
Wow.
Magic. There's inspiration everywhere, Debbie.
Yeah, I like it. You think
that
Now, Charles is a little bit, his music's a little different. Charles, is he there? Your music is a little bit different than Tebow's. And I don't even know how to, I wouldn't even be able to label it because it's kind of a combination of dance music, happy music. It makes you feel good. It's kind of good feeling music, like no matter when you hear it, where you hear it, It's gonna make you happy. Running Late is one of my favorite songs right now in like the world, and I'm not just saying that because you're on the show or that you've done some really cool stuff for me, but I'm saying that because it truly is one of my favorite songs. And Tebow, I'm so totally in love with one of your songs too. I'm actually getting closer to you guys because your music is so amazing. But it's like, I think I'm thinking like a fan, and I'm somebody that's looking at you guys like, I really love their music. I mean, what kind of guys are these? And I get to talk to you now about what kind of guys you really are, which makes it like a huge, awesome story. Now, Charles, with your music being so different than Tebow's, what's a day in the life of you when it's music day?
Well, I tend to write as you know, the beat tells me. So I really have to build off of the beat. So I'll get with my friend Tebow and we'll compose something. And after Tebow lays on the baseline, I'm able to come up with something else. But this particular project, I didn't produce half of the project. Another gentleman by Ryan Scales did. And that's another person that you're going to probably want to talk to later in life. But he was able to give me, I guess, 15 beats.
Oh, nice.
And yeah. And which is a great thing and a blessing. So big shout out to Ryan Scales. And once I got the beats, my nephew, which his name is Phineas Gatt, he was able to add in some kick drums and things like that. Tebow, my good friend
took the bass line and did his amazing things with it. And I had another gentleman who helped us out, who would usually be in the place of my my father, which his name is Albert. That gentleman name is, we call him Rick Keys. And so he's the gentleman on the keyboards that you hear. So once the beat was there, I was able to write this song, Running Late. And that was because as in life, to be able to make a living, I'm a HVAC technician. So when I'm running from one appointment to the next, trying to fix everyone's air conditioner, I tend to fall behind because no two houses, you could be there for an hour, and you know, each situation is different. So I'm always running late. And,
yeah. Oh.
You know, and so that, right, and that popped into my head. And as I'm trying to get to the next place, I'm listening to the music, and so the lyrics came to me, you know. So that's how I tend to love music.
We've all ran late. We're all related. We could totally relate to that song. Because
right,
that, we have all been there.
Right. And so that's how the inspiration song is. And, you know, and to top it off, you know, I was trying to get back to my my beautiful wife, you know, and that was also the inspiration. So there you have it.
That's awesome. And your wife is gorgeous. You are one lucky girl. I saw
a
picture of her with you, and she's adorable.
Yes.
She ran on to it. She looks like she's going to keep you in line.
Yeah.
Keep you in line in a good way.
No, my music does sound different from song to song because I'm influenced by a lot of different genre of music, and also I love different styles of music or videos and movies, and so I take all that plus in life and all the emotions and I write whatever's on my heart. So may
your
song be happy.
Inspire you? Does your children inspire you sometimes to sing songs for more youthful type of listeners? Because they're the ones dancing to it in the house.
Yes, I mean, everything in life inspires me. So whatever
I
see, I listen to music and, you know, and live my life with a soundtrack.
There you go. That's awesome. I see you guys are going to be very famous. And if you're not already, you're like rising stars, but you're just musical stars, so we love you.
Well, as far as me being a star, I wouldn't say I'm a star. You know, I love making music. And as far as stars being big recognition in knowing who I am in music, I don't think a lot of people would see my name up on the charts, you know, but I'm up and coming. And
I think that's awesome.
I have a large body of music that, you know, people could listen to if they were to go to SoundCloud or what have you. They'd be able to see the amount of time I have put into the music and the songs that I've written. And it's all for the love of it. And like I told you before, it's all for me, you know what I mean, just making it for a time capsule.
Yeah.
You know, something that could live beyond. Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys, you know, you're doing so many wonderful things. I can't wait to play the songs tomorrow. I really can't wait to hear the response from the audience. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to open a chat room tomorrow as well. I'm going to ask people what they think of the songs, and they can also talk about, you know, Alex if they'd like. He's on that TV show called Blue Bloods. I think it's NBC. I believe it's NBC. But I think they're just getting back in the studio. Just like you guys, the actors took a big hit. I've probably done more interviews because of that. Because I used to try to write people and they'd be like, well, we're really busy, we're filming, or we're in a studio, we can't do anything right now, but we can when we're free time. Well, they all got free time. And so I'm hoping it all helps everybody's craft. No, do better as an artist.
Well, we appreciate anything that you do for us, Debbie. And I hope you like those graphics as well.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, makes me cry. Makes me blush. I love it. I'm so grateful. Very, very grateful. And, you know, one day I'd like to meet you guys. I hope, you know, me, my husband, and you guys, we can all hook up sometime and just hang out. And you never know. I mean, time is one of those things. And I can do a live interview with you while you're on stage or something, you know. That would be a dream come true for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, me too. That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it be fun? I mean, we're from different worlds, but you know what? We're all together today, aren't we? So our worlds just got really small. And
that's right, Debbie. Wow.
And we're really lucky.
Yeah. You guys could fly us to New York. And we could do a live gig.
New York, you might not want to go there right now. Oh, my gosh.
No, not right now.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, when things...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to come to California. Yep. I've never been out west. I love that. That would be a highlight.
Did we lose him?
Did you lose
him? Hello?
I lost you. That's so weird.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see how that is. No, but usually, like, if I want to meet somebody in my world, I usually do manifest. I don't know how it manifests, but it's kind of like cool to manifest something awesome. But when I meet great, talented people in my life like you guys, I always would like to meet them and interview them in person, you know. It's always a dream.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, it feels like I know you already, you know.
Isn't that funny?
And, yeah,
well,
and just give a big
gate.
Thank you so much. Same here.
Bring your
you
families.
Know.
I've got a big house. I've got plenty of room for the kids to run around and a trampoline.
All right.
So, and I will take you on the hike. You guys have a great time. It's just a different
party
lifestyle.
Party at Debbie's house. Yeah, party at Debbie's house.
I have a lot of people in my backyard.
Okay.
Nobody would give me a... I had the biggest party in my old backyard, and the police had to shut it down. We had so many people in the backyard. It was the best party the town ever seen. I got in trouble.
Right.
Not bad, though. I didn't get arrested, but still, I mean, we had rappers, we had DJ, we had... No, it was like a combination of DJ rappers. The guys were all
nice. Let's do it again.
It was awesome. It was fun. I know, right? But I'm not in that town anymore, so I can't get in trouble by the town cops. They shut it down, like, but then again, the kids were yelling, you know, some slurs to the cops after they left. They just made and they turned the volume up louder, and it was some. I was like, here I am having a panic attack, going, guys, calm it down. But you know what? It was one night, we had a blast, and it's forever remembered.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome memories. But thank you guys so much for coming on. Tomorrow night, everybody, we are going to. Listen to whatever songs you give me are going to be played. So whatever songs I receive will be put into the upload, and you guys can tune in and listen tomorrow. We'll give you a huge heads up. I know Alex would be very happy, you know, that you guys, well, because I'm sure people, you know, can see that I've been posting your music, and everybody who's listening, please listen to the music. Support and encourage our musicians. We need them the most in this world. Without music, life would be quiet, empty, and not full of soul. And we need that. We need that energy. We need the good vibes.
Yeah, well said, Debbie.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for tonight.
No problem. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, I look forward to we'll do an encore and do an encore and whenever you guys got time and everybody can hear you again. And as you're doing more work, let's constantly keep the Hollywood red carpet in your backyard.
All right, Devin. Well, you take care.
Thank you.
Thank you
and,
so much. Awesome. All right, everybody, we got a few seconds. Thank you to Pyramid One, Australia, Light Infinity out of Florida. I want to thank all joshu.com. I also want to thank Mark Witasik from Dragus Productions for producing every Wednesday. And I want to give a shout out to tomorrow night. We have Alex Zouet. It'll be the third time he's been on the show. And you know him from Blue Bloods. That's NBC and every week. And we look forward to having him on tomorrow night. And playing music by Tana McLeod and Tebow. All right, everybody, we're out of here tonight. Thank you so much. Have a great day and stay safe.